With me this morning is Carol Christensen. She is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, according to my unofficial garden diary, this is a little early for almost frost. Am I right?
You are absolutely correct.
Oh, good.
Ding, ding, ding. The median first date of frost in the Arrowhead is mid-September, so it's about a week early. Mm-hmm. And, of course, along the lake, you guys have the benefit of the warm. It is warm, warm Lake Superior. So along the lake, it's not until October 1st where you can expect your first frost.
Yeah, I don't know there were frost warnings posted for the Iron Range. I don't know that they actually did.
We had frost advisories, yes, yeah. We did.
Okay, so now is that going to stick around for a while now, or are we going to warm up?
We are in a warm-up. We're going to see temperatures gradually warming through the week up into the 70s, so overnight lows will be in the 40s and lower 50s. So the chance of frost is not in the forecast for the foreseeable future.
Well, that's good. My tomatoes, thank you. But more importantly even than that is that WTIP hosts its annual Radio Waves Music Festival this weekend. So what can we expect on Saturday and Sunday for weather?
You picked a really good weekend to have it. It's going to be very nice. We're going to have generally clear skies, lots of sunshine, and temperatures will be very comfortable, around 70-ish.
Well, that sounds great. And, I don't have anything more to say.
You're speechless?
I am speechless, oh. Yeah, because I thought maybe we were going to head, down in terms of temperatures.
Oh, we're going up.
That sounds good. Anything long range, like next week? Are we going to stay that way for a while?
We are in this very warm, dry pattern, and the extended outlook for the next 2 weeks calls for above normal temperatures, below normal precipitation.
Well, the below normal precipitation may not be the best thing for us right now. We do have a couple of small fires burning over in the Ely area.
Right.
But let's hope that we don't have any real problems that way. But that's fine. A little moisture, Carol, here and there, that wouldn't hurt, but not too much, okay?
We'll work on it.
Okay. We've been speaking with Carol Christensen. She is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thanks again for talking with us, Carol.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.